I think one of the coolest things about getting older and potentially getting wiser is that you learn to trust your gut. And I don't know if it comes because you go through the experiences of where you've not trusted your gut and then things have played out as you'd imagined. And then you go back and you wish you had trusted your gut. I don't know if it's repeated exposure like that or if it's just that you get wiser, more confident in yourself and you realize that trusting your gut is the path forward. So I want to impress upon you guys, like the more that you can lean in, your gut is trying to tell you things. Those voices, those things in your head, it's speaking to you and it's speaking for you to take action on ideas. If you've got ideas in your mind of things that could potentially work for your business, to accelerate the growth, to expand into new territories or new ideas, new partnerships, new forms of collaboration, I impress on you to experiment with those and to try them, because this is your subconscious mind trying to tell you something. And if we don't pick up on those messages, it's weakening the relationship that we have with ourselves. And so I fully believe, having experienced it, that when you go through self-growth, when you go through self-transformation, what you're really doing is saying, I'm trusting myself. So one of the biggest things you can do right now is learn to trust your gut. Don't wait to learn the wisdom. Don't wait to have the experiences of it playing out how you thought it would, but you didn't take action on that business or idea or that investment or that partnership. Learn to trust your gut and just go with it. Right? Lean into it. Don't wait to read all the books, because you can get into the cycle of reading all these books, getting the dopamine hit of all these different strategies and never take action. So this is all about just learning to rely on yourself, learning to move with confidence. That works with attraction too. And I didn't think I was going to go there with this video, but it works very much with attraction. What is one of the most attractive things about someone? It's that they know where they're going. And they don't necessarily know how they're going to get there, but they have a vision and they're moving forward. They're moving with momentum and they're carrying this energy with them. It's confidence in themselves that they will find a way through it. Not in a negative way, not in a battle, but they are willing to go and fight for something. And most of all, they're willing to fight for their gut. They trust their gut internally. They trust their internal dialogue and they use that to weigh up situations and make decisions. And there's something very attractive about that. So if you're looking to lead, if you're looking to be out there in the world and be more attractive to people, this is something that you can focus on. Because when you're there and you're able to hold decisions and weigh up opinions of other people and not react to them, not get aggressive at them, but you're able to weigh them up and take them into consideration whilst being true to you, that's where the attractiveness comes from, because there's something so special with that. There's something magic about it, being truly you. And the more that you trust your gut, the more that you lean into who you were designed to be, to trust yourself, I promise you, your confidence will grow, your results will magnify, and you will see new territories appear, new landscapes, new environments, new connections, new people. It will all appear for you, not because you didn't do anything, but because you took action and you progressed, and oftentimes into the unknown, but you had this inkling, this urge, this knowing from the inside that you were meant to do that, or you were meant to go to that meeting, or you were meant to go to that conference, or you were meant to speak to this person. If that happens, follow it. If you're walking by someone and you think that you're supposed to connect with them, trust that urge and connect with them. Hand them a business card. Like, I know it's awkward, I get it. Or if you have an idea about how you could progress your business and all you need to do is step over the threshold, go and do it, take action. The quicker we get from idea to execution, the more likely it is that we push out of our comfort zone and we grow. But it's so much better when it comes from you, instead of looking for other people to guide us, instead of looking for that inspirational video or that motivation, that top up of someone to really hold us accountable. What about if it came from you? What about if you could step fully into your truest self and you could trust you and you could act on your ideas and act on the inner workings of your own mind, act on the ideas that you have been uniquely given, as if guided to your greatest success, to your greatest ambitions, to your greatest vision? What if that could become your operating principle? What if you could be guided towards what you're here to fulfill? How would that person operate? Well, they trust their gut. That's how that would operate. And over time, what you'll find is the more that you trust your gut and you have these bigger wins because you did do it, it doesn't get easier, but But what happens is there's an inner confidence that grows, and that confidence becomes more relaxed around being able to hear other opinions, other sides of the story. You almost be able to stress test things and still follow what you believe to be true. And I think that's the big piece, because if we're so easily swayed off our ideas, if we're so easily knocked off, what's that saying about our inner confidence? What's that saying about our self-belief, self-esteem, self-worth? Are we disrespecting ourselves by not forging forward with an idea, not giving it voice, not giving it attention? So think about this week. When you've got an idea, when you've got a position, when you're thinking about something and it just pops on, a flash of inspiration goes across the screen of your mind, don't let it go. Don't let it become that fleeting moment of this thing that inspired you. Capture it. Take action on it. Hold to it for a little longer. Hold on to it and put it into action longer than you normally would. Let's see where it goes. Let's explore. Let's experiment. And let's get you, trusting your gut, more confident and more attractive in that sense, because you're going to find that that's actually what is attractive about people when they're moving with confidence, not in an arrogant way, not in a selfish way, just in an inner knowing that they've got themselves, they feel completed, and that they're willing to go on this adventure for themselves. And they may not be where they fully anticipate being yet, but they're willing to work and do the growth and keep in that state of progress. And there's something very human about that. There's something very attractive about that quality, the energy that someone who's going places gives off, someone who's on a mission to become the best version of themselves. There's something awesome about that. So tap into that this week and let me know in the comments how you go.